Hello, Liberty Memorial Middle School. My name is Oscar Gonzalez. I will be commenting on your performance today. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I want to wish you a good run today. Good introduction, very nice, very well done. Good dynamics there, fading away clarinets. Oh, very nice, trumpets. I really like the sound, trumpets. Good build up. I would start that build up just a little bit softer. Can I have a little bit more room to grow and have somewhere to go direction wise? Like all that. Hey, if you can stay softer longer, that would be great. Yeah, low brass, go. Good moment there. Yeah, make sure when you do the repeat, play with the same energy. That needs to be a little bit cleaner, bones. Dee-da-da-da-dum. Yeah, a little bit more clarinet. Back off, everyone. Ooh, flutes. Get more flute sound when they come in, just to change the color. Nice. Can get more horn into that sound there and that little feature at 45, that would be great. Good. Good, but that needs to line up better. And then boom, right on a forzando piano, beat four going into 61. That measure's got to lock it in. Don't anticipate. Yeah, good job, cymbal, crash cymbal, accenting those accents with the pan. That's good. Now we can get that bass drummer to do the same thing that the cymbal player is doing. That would really help accent the band sound just a little bit better, okay? Overall, good job. If you can bring out the first 16 note, that will bring out that line a little bit more because it does get drowned out a bit there. Okay. Low brass, well, when you play low brass, remember, don't squeeze in the compression of the sound, okay? Bum, bum, ding, dong, ding. Place the tongue in front of the note. I feel like you put it in the back of the note instead of the front. So if you can articulate in the front part of the note, that will give you better clarity and it'll make you sound bigger than what you already sound, okay? I really like this march. I know where the heartland comes from. Woodwinds, you've got some runs. This is measure, I think it's 54 and 55, 56. Yeah, 54 and 56. You know, you've got those little woodwind runs. Bring out the first one. Ba-da-ba-da-bum. You emphasize in that first one, brings it out more, brings the ear to it. So really emphasize that first note more. Nice. Better entrance here, flutes. Need to make sure you come in. Oh. Oh, beautiful French horn sound there. Yeah, trombone. T-t-t-t-t. Cleaner eighth notes. You're, come on, French horn. You're the one pushing the internal melodic line there, French horns. You're the one pushing that chord structure forward to the next part once. Okay, articulation here is an issue. Ting, tari, 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 tongsler, tongsler. That needs to be cleaned up, low brass. Yeah, that's not clean. Press on the downbeat. Tari, tari. Yeah, that cluster needs to come out a little bit more. Yeah, bring out those odd notes, those accidentals, bring them out more. Yeah, Bones, when you have that one, Tay, I need to hear a chord, not just the first trombone player. That was measure 70 trombones. Yeah, when the score gets thick, you gotta make sure that you back off just a little bit and focus more on making it sound clean than trying to get it out, because then it gets a little bit messy, a little bit distorted. Great fadeaway. That was really cool. Marimba and vibe. Very nice fadeaway. Okay, very good control on your stick heights to be able to just bring it down gradually and steadily. That was very nicely done, percussion. Good job. That's a thumbs up, or two thumbs up and a toe for you. Okay, very, very good percussion. Yeah, I liked everything. There's some clarity, some eighth note issues, but my area of concern is 91. When the score gets thick like that, you got to make sure, hey, it's not an all-out thing, especially with a band this big. It's real easy for your song to get distorted real quickly. So you need to keep your composure, okay? Back it off 3-4% and really concentrate on making the line and what you play cleaner, not louder. And that will actually sound a lot better than what it just did when you do that. Okay? So just be careful. But that was very well done. I really enjoyed this piece. Good job, man. The Mask of the Red Death. It's quarter, those need to be cleaner, more pointy. Put a little point to it so it can speak out cleaner. Yeah, half notes are not being tongued together. Quarter notes are a little bit mushy there, low brass. Yeah, can you lean more on the dotted quarter note? And dee-da-dee. You know, one, two, three. Think of where you dance. Where do you change direction on the long note? And left, right, left, right. Think of a swing that where you change direction on the swing, that's the note that needs to be stressed. So stress it. Dee-da. Dee-da-dee. Yes, stress those dotted quarter notes more. Yeah, Chandler. That's a very hard chime part. To make it sound the same four times is hard. Okay, that needs to be at the same strength as the first clarinet. I felt that there's different strengths already. Move together, low brass back there. On those half notes. 86, 87. That's a very nice mixture, but I would want to hear a little bit more French horn than baritone. That's just a preference. Yeah, I think dit clarinet, flute. Okay, getting messy again here. Don't let it get away from you. Yeah, again, 109. 109 got away from you. It's good to play big, but that was a little bit too much, and it takes away from your band sound, and it takes away from the clarity of da-di-di-da, da-di-di-da. I couldn't hear that very well. It was there, but I just couldn't hear the clarity in it, okay? So be careful not to overplay, okay, brass? Understand, you'll always take woodwinds, okay? You'll take the woodwinds if you overdo it, okay? There's only so much volume a woodwind player can give. Understand, you can give a lot more, so be careful not to take over the band sound like that. All righty, very good. I really enjoyed your performance today. I hope some of these comments and little areas of concerns that I brought out throughout this recording help you in your preparation for UIL. Best of luck. And have a great day.